Hey guys, Channing Frye from the Road Tripping Podcast. And if you're like me and are ready to book travel today, the nerds at NerdWallet are here to help you take the first step towards making your dream a reality. NerdWallet's team of nerds research hundreds of the top credit cards and mortgages and more so that you can compare and find what's right for you. Maybe you're looking for some adventure, or maybe your elevated heart rate that only playoff tickets can provide. NerdWallet can compare and find the smartest cashback cards to get more from your spending and turn that saved cash into courtside tickets to see your team play up close and personal. Ready to compare your way there? Take the first step by discovering the smartest credit cards, mortgages, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NMLS
1617539. Remember that little meme that was out there? Pick A or B. B. That was Richard right there when it came to what kind of toilet paper he wants to wipe his ass with. And it was Channing's face with his tongue out. Welcome to another edition of Road Trippin'. We continue to talk all things NBA playoffs and some topics and off-the-court stories that have caught our eye this week.
It was a collapse from the standpoint of when you're a team that good and you've been to the finals before and you come back with the best record in the league. And I think at one point in time, they had a margin by nine, which would be like the second or third largest win margin from the top team to the next team in the league. It was like, it's like one of the top five biggest stretch. That means that they were just far and above better than everyone. There was no answer to the Phoenix Suns, and I felt that. There was none. Like, when I was talking to people at Game 3, they were like, man, that's a really good fucking team. Like, because it's like, they can play big, they can play small, they don't turn the ball over.
And they were the best
in crunch. They were so consistent. They were the best in crunch time. And it wasn't one. It was Chris Paul and Devin Booker. We're coming off Chris Paul going 14 for 14. Like, shit that we had never seen in NBA history, a guard doing that. So to go from that to Chris Paul having more turnovers than points, having more, like, having more fouls than points, and I don't think he ended the games these ways, but there was, I think it was game four, he had like six fouls and 7 points or something crazy. It was just like, that is the drop off between those two. And then, okay, fine, fuck it, you have a couple of bad games, right? We're at home. We're one of the best teams in the league the last couple of years at home. We got the best backcourt. Everyone's healthy. Luka outscores our team in the first half. Luka outscores. And then there is no push. It only gets worse in the second half. At that point in time, I would rather fight my teammates. That's why I'm not mad at DeAndre Ayton. Like I don't care. Like, is it unprofessional? Yes. I don't know exactly what happened, but there was some sort of conversation and something that happened that only put him to play in 17 minutes. I'm okay with that, because you should be, when you're approaching an epic collapse, you should have an epic meltdown. Like, you can stand up there and be like, I'm a man, and screw that. I'm pissed. I'm pissed at my dog.
That line, show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser. Like,
yeah, it's like,
Down 30 is a hard halftime. Because it's not like you're down 30 and you know you don't have a chance. So, and you got to go another, you got to play another 24 minutes. You know what that
felt like? Yo, and look,
you're like,
I am not condoning unprofessionalism. But when we saw Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler getting after it, when we saw that, and now here they are in the conference finals, and everybody's like, oh, they just getting ready for the postseason. Because that shit is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, and so, like, yeah, if the 22-year-old was furious and whatever, I'm not condoning that. What I am saying is that show me a person that wants to fight everybody in a loss. He wants to fight his dog, his chef, he wants to fight everybody, right?
Except for Boban, leave Boban alone.
But I just, I've seen LeBron, I've seen LeBron cry after a win and cry after a loss in an NBA Finals, because you give it your all. So, like, I'm not going to sit up here and just what they did, it was a collapse. And that's part of the journey. We saw the Dallas Mavericks be up 2-0 in the NBA Finals, lose that NBA Finals, come back the next year pissed off, win 67 games, and then lose in the first round, and then continue to push and win the championship, right? So they kept their core group together. And so it's like, this is a part of the journey for the Phoenix Suns, as much as people don't want to hear it. This is a part of the journey.
What would you do with Phoenix?
DeAndre Ayton deserve everybody? A max?
He's going to get it, Phoenix. From somebody.
He's going to get it from Sacramento.
It don't matter. Even if the max is 5 years that they can offer him. And you have the option to give him 4, right? Like, or you can, I think, don't quote me on this, but other teams can offer him 4. And Phoenix can match that offer. Now, they know DeAndre Ayton better than everybody else. Do you want to not give him that? Have him tell you he doesn't want to come back because you guys don't want to invest and believe in him. Have another team offer him a 4-year max in a place that he might want to be. And then you guys are like, well, we're going to match it. Come back here. That's how you get disgruntled players, right? And it's like, look, it's a boatload of money, and it's not about the money. It's about the belief. It's about, you know, how much people are going to invest in you. And that's where it can get a little dicey, but he's going to get his money. Somebody's going to pay him top dollar. He just might not get the 5th year, but he's going to get top dollar. Like,
can I say this? And this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but this is absolute truth. Can you tell me the last time a championship team won with a traditional center getting the max?
Ooh. Don't know.
Shaquille O'Neal.
One more time.
Was the last time? Because the last time that your traditional center won, right? Because, and you can't say Dallas.
Is AD not a traditional
Because Dallas played Dirk
center?
At the 5 at the end of the game.
No. No.
D.A. is.
He said AD.
Is who?
AD.
He's not a traditional center.
No, heck no. Anthony Davis is a hybrid 4.
Yeah.
Who barely plays the 5.
He's a 7 foot.
Look at the teams that are left.
That's how skilled he is.
Look at the teams that are left. Right. Look at the teams that are left. To me, and this is my opinion, this is not against DeAndre Ayton. This is against that position and that style of player. You have JaVale McGee and I was about to call him Mutombo. Bismack Biyombo.
Bismack.
Those dudes did just the same as DeAndre Ayton, right? They played just as much minutes. To me, you can replace that position with 2 or 3 guys to get the same value, to me, basketball-wise. Yes, is he crazy uber-talented? Yes, is he going to help you win games? Are you going to win a championship when your big man is this like a traditional center? He's not a poster. He's not like it's Jokic or Embiid, right? He's not Anthony Davis.
No, fact.
He is very good. He is very serviceable. But at the end of the day, if they're playing Golden State or if they're playing, obviously, Dallas, you play him 17 minutes in a game 7. So to me, I say, thank you for your time. Sign and trade. Give me some bigger wings who can make plays. Look at Boston. Look at Miami. Give me somebody like Bam. Give me a 6'9 defender who will screen and roll, go to the hoop, and be physical. Well, how much more do I need? Ooh, you about to barf? Richard, you didn't have to throw up.
Oh no.
Hey, you know, just think about it. Like, even you can get veterans at that position that can really help you become a good team, but to put that much money into a center where now you have to just throw him the ball, how are you going to get that value back? Was he defensive?
Wait a second. Let's defend our guy here for a second.
No, we're not. He's going to get the money. He should get that money on a younger team building.
But that's the next generation, right now. Like, Channing, that's what the Phoenix Suns are. That's why they're so scary. It's like Devin Booker's 25. Mikal Bridges is 24. Like their team is young. Their core group of their team is extremely young, and DeAndre Ayton's a part of that.
Chris Paul is only three guys, and the rest of them are
Chris
old.
Chris Paul is the one guy that's 37 years old.
Jay Crowder's
not. With all due respect to our guy Jay Crowder,
we don't know how old Biyombo is.
That guy, the Phoenix Suns' core group are young. That's Mikal Bridges. That's Devin Booker. And Cam Johnson. Ayton. All of those guys, those four guys are four young players that they should all depend on and build on for the next, like, however many months.
There's that element, the young element. But I think that the bigger thing here is there a relationship that is broken with DeAndre Ayton after last season and then the way in which this one just went down? Don't you think that that's where that needs to start? Not about the youth and the guys around him, because obviously we know what they can do, and there's that whole motivation to obviously want to run it back. I mean, Chris Paul already saying at his age, he's not retiring tomorrow. They'll be right back here next season. Mm-hmm. But I think that there is something that may be disconnected between the organization. and probably rightfully so, to your guys' point, pay the man.
Yeah, there's some, look. There's other stuff going on.
Obviously, the owner
had all that drama. Sarver had all that drama from earlier. You know, I just feel that their team, those core guys, Cam, Devin, Mikal Bridges, and Ayton, are four guys that you can build around for the next decade, right? And like for the next 7 years plus. And if you get rid of DeAndre Ayton, who was the number one pick, and you don't pay him, you're going to put yourself in it, because those three guys are going to be so good that you're never going to get a top five pick again. You're not going to get a top 10 pick while those guys are playing on your team. Chris Paul, we've seen this. Chris Paul should, in my opinion, should drop down to about, you know, I think he's got one more year. But if he's getting paid $10, $12 million, that's probably where he should be, right? Because then they can pay the guys around him to keep their team at an elite level. But if you're trying to pay Chris Paul $30 million, like, that's not the answer. Like, that's all.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. Again, but who – okay, when Chris Paul leaves, who's going to develop DeAndre Ayton, right? Who's that point guard that you bring in? Right. And then again, Chris Paul's right. Exactly. So for me, DeAndre Ayton in this situation, obviously, I don't know what's going on in the locker room, had an opportunity to be the one or two in this game. Right. And make Chris Paul the three, because it's not a good matchup for him. And that's fine. Right. He's had plenty of other great matchups. He did not step up to the plate in this situation. So like for me, there are opportunities where he can solidify him as
how Road Tripping has turned into a Phoenix Suns podcast.
Oh yeah, well that's the Phoenix boys. Okay, my Phoenix boys. Exactly. They get fired up.
Yeah, I do have a Phoenix tattoo. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay,
Channing, finish your thought, and then I've got one to wrap up the conversation on the playoffs.
It's just he had an opportunity these games to have one of those games that would leave, you know, oh man, DeAndre Ayton had a really great game five or game six or game seven. We didn't see any of those things. You had three or four games. So you just needed one crazy good game where people go, you know what? There it is. That's what we're going to see next year. And then you play 17 minutes. I know it's out of your control. But what is in his control? Do you think he had a very good
series? Did Chris Paul have a very good series? Did Devin Booker have a very good series?
I'm with you.
Is that let's not throw away the 64 plus wins and the team record. Let's not throw away going to the NBA Finals, because he had the whole team, and this is including Monty Williams. Everyone did not do their best. And I think Monty Williams would be like, I could have done things better, because he is that type of coach. Chris Paul's like, I could have done things better. We know that. Like, I don't care how much they blitz you, Devin Booker. You have to find a way to have an impact. You cannot be as great as you are. And he is one of the young, talented faces of this league. Yeah, fourth he cannot be taken out of the game because of a blitz. Like, he that that's...
Well, we knew he didn't like it. Remember when he was playing pickup and said no double teams? Bitch, you got double.
But that's why you got to work on it.
Give me a McDouble.
You guys remember with Kyrie. Kyrie was very big. Like, he would get frustrated. Like, Kyrie, once you've done the once you've got double team, you've done your job. Now it's up to us to go make them pay for double teaming you. And they didn't do that. And Ayton is the same way. So I'm just not going to throw it all away. That man is going to get the match.
No, totally.
Is he going to play? Is he going to play like the most motivated person of all time afterwards? That remains to be seen. But he going to get his money.
Phoenix, you're welcome.
You don't get the money.
That was like 25 Phoenix, minutes spent on you, and you guys aren't even in the playoffs anymore. So let's turn our attention back to the playoffs. Luka Magic,
12 minutes.
How do the Warriors stop him? We talked about our 11-game win streak versus Dallas when it came to the Suns. How about this? Luka averaging 29-8-7, 43% from three versus Golden State in his career.
That probably is career versus everybody now.
I'm
beating the shit out of everybody.
I'm going to twofold this.
The only way you stop him.
Rick Carlisle says that there are multiple MVPs in Luka Doncic's future. Do you agree? Go to town on
this. Yeah.
Absolutely. Stop it. If he was just in shape, stop being a little chubby nubby when you come into the season.
You're just jealous that that chubby nubby would take you to freaking school every morning, Channing. Enough on the
body shaming. That's why I retired, girl. Duh.
Body shaming with Luka.
Yo.
I'm not body shaming him. He said he was fat and out of shape. Stop being a chubby nubbies. It's your job just to be in shape. And you're MVP. All you got to be is have five good games at the beginning of the year,
you
and you're
make
the MVP.
A t-shirt that says
really,
Luka,
change the narrative.
Yo. Yo, let me.
Don't be chubby nubbies.
Let me be really honest. Luka is a bad, bad man. But he's been this is the problem. He's been the MVP favorite the last two seasons in Vegas. Now, obviously, it changes and drops and all, but the last two seasons going into the season, Vegas had him as the MVP favorite because he does offense, defense, every single thing that this man, and when I mean defense, he had more steals than he had more assists than Chris Paul. He had more rebounds than Ayton, and he had more points than Devin Booker. Like, when you look at what he did, it was LeBron-esque in that series, where like what Bron did in the finals, leading in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. Like, it was.
Luka is the Eminem of the NBA. He came in and just wrecked shop.
I actually like that. That's a t-shirt.
Dude, he is. He is the Eminem of basketball. Hey, he taking Times Square by storm. You remember when he was on MTV?
I'm done.
Right. Done. So your predictions
Slim
on
Shady.
That series. Early prediction. This is before it even starts.
Oh, Golden State.
Golden State. I know. Seven. I feel like seven is such a cop out. The sweep is a cop out, and the Golden State means that, like, well, I said it was going to be seven. It's like, yeah. Like, the seven is a cop out, but I agree. Golden State, seven.
Dude, they just got to run Luka. And the action is you have to make Draymond shoot layups. Like, it seems weird. But you can't back up off of him because he's going to run them dribble handoffs, and then them little gerbils are going to be running around crazy. Poole, Wiggins, Clay, Steph. So, like, the problem is they're going to find Luka. So Luka's going to have to guard, right? He's got to guard actions, not really a lot of one-on-one. But on the other end, my thing is they're going to find Steph. So if Steph is going to have to make a stand in the first couple games, like, I'm here to play defense – well, try, but Luka's going to post him up, and then the minute you get a rotations, those other guys are willing three-point shooters. So Draymond, Wiggins, Clay, Porter, they're going to have to work.
So you guys have Golden State in seven. You have Boston in seven. That is our early predictions, obviously. The Conference Finals have not even begun by the time we're recording this. Let's take a quick timeout because we have some special offers that we want to share with you this week.
Hey, everyone. It's Channing, and I'm back to tell you more about our friends over at NerdWallet. You still dreaming about those playoff tickets we mentioned at the top of the episode? Well, what if we told you NerdWallet can help you take the first steps to make those dreams a reality? NerdWallet's team of nerds research hundreds of the top credit cards, mortgages, and more so you could easily compare and find what's right for you. let's get you even more rewards with a smart cashback card for all your trip essentials. NerdWallet can help you find a card to give you cash back on restaurants, gas, car, rental, and even those hot pretzels, the hot pretzies at the game. Ready to compare your way there? Take the first step by discovering the smartest credit cards, mortgages, and more today at nerdwallet.com.
NMLS 1617539. All right, road trippers, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Our entire crew loves it, and we know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA prop game across the market. They offer more NBA props than any other DFS operator, and they offer every player and stat category that you can think of. Want to get in the game now? There's no better time with the NBA playoffs now underway. All new users that make their first deposit and use promo code ROADTRIPPIN will receive an instant 100% deposit match up to $100. All you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players and select an over-under on their daily projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks even allows mixed sport entries. Use the award-winning Prize Picks app, either on the App Store or Google Play today. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Make this year's NBA playoffs a little more exciting and enjoy a special bonus offer on us. Check out prizepicks.com and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN or go to your app store and download the app today. Remember, road trippers, Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I think it's a perfect time before we transition into off the court topics. Do you guys take your athletic greens today?
Oh, yes. I traveled with my packs. Chicago. Ooh.
Did you?
Yeah. This is the problem that's pissing me off. I need more product. I need more product, and it's.
We say that every episode.
Yeah.
I agree. Our reviews.
I need more product.
Our viewers, our listeners. You guys know that we are avid users. We just want that on restock. Obviously, Athletic Greens. Whether it's the scoop, the packs for traveling. Obviously, Channing turning a year older. He's feeling it in his bones, so he needs all of that kind of immune support. I have mentioned the benefits for the bloating from a female perspective. All my ladies, you know what that's all about. Energy, clarity, we talk about it all the time. We love it. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens, for you guys, our listeners, is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supportive vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. As Rich was just talking about with your first purchase, all you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and get started today.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, we've got some fun topics outside of basketball between the lines. You guys ready for this?
Okay, what's up?
I think this is actually topical with the two of you. Kyrie has been on a couple podcasts. Use your words, Allie. Podcasts lately.
Wow.
We would have won more championships with the Cavs if I had been more mature.
Okay. Well, okay. That's not true. That's not true.
Okay.
I don't think that's true.
I was about to say.
This is me.
Respect to Kyrie
Let me say this. Could Kyrie have been much more mature? Yes. Do I think his immaturity distracted us from our ultimate goals? No. But I'll say this, and this is because, like, sometimes you don't want people to carry that burden or weight. And I'll say this to Kyrie. Bro, we weren't beating those Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant, bro. I don't care how mature all of us were.
You could
were,
have been
bro.
Mature
like,
as me.
We weren't beating those. Those were a once in a multi-generation type talents
Century.
Combined team. Like, the only way for them to lose was for them to have what happened, for them to either get injured or implode internally, which I think there was a small portion of that implosion that did happen. But no, like, Kyrie doesn't have to carry that weight. Like, if you it like, because Bron, I think eventually was going to move on, and I just think that there was no team that was going to be able to beat. And he played great. He played well in that finals. Kyrie played well in the finals in 17. You know, so it wasn't like that team was just. Could Kyrie have been more mature? Yes, but. Yeah, that shit.
Maturity and guarding Kevin Durant.
Can't guard him.
I also do wonder.
No, maturity and guarding.
Yeah, I also do wonder too, and it would be interesting, obviously, just to hear it from his vantage point, because it might be after having won the first one, right, in 16 with you guys. But I also think and remember what that team went through in 15. Obviously, Kevin with the injury in the Boston series, series one. Kyrie had the injuries. He was out much of the Chicago series, playing through injury, et cetera. And then obviously we know what happened at the end of regulation in game one of the finals against the Warriors. And then at one point they were even, right, in that series. So I do wonder to your point, but I just don't think that maturity is what it was. Like I fully agree with.
And we're not saying this to say that Kyrie is wrong. We're saying this to so that Kyrie doesn't carry that burden. Like that's really what it's like. Ky, don't carry that burden with you, bro. Like we were going to, like I believe that the Golden State Warriors and Kevin Durant almost had to team up when you looked at our squad and what like the future could have been, right? Like, because we had a balanced team. LeBron James, you know, best player on the planet. Kyrie was that dude. Kevin Love was a matchup problem for 80% of the teams. The one he wasn't was the Golden State Warriors. Then you had the Channings, the JR. Like, you had so much depth and so much quality performance on that team. The only team that was going to be able to even assemble to beat us was Kevin Durant, the Golden State Warriors, all of that stuff. Like, that's how good those guys were. But they were unbeatable. They were unbeatable. And that's why they won the next two championships and would have won three if it wasn't for an Achilles and an ACL in the finals. They got to the finals without Kevin Durant. Let's put that in perspective. They went to the finals without Kevin Durant. Like, no one was beating those boys. So don't carry. I just don't want him to carry that burden. Other than like, you know, like, hey, like I could have handled things differently in my life, but I don't know if that would have generated more championship. I will say this. I do find it curious that the Boston Celtics are in the conference finals and the Golden State Warriors are in the conference finals. And those are the teams that, you know, KD and Kyrie moved on from. I think that's a bigger thing to kind of look at, you know, and, you know, it's not their fault or whatever, but it's like they left those core. Kyrie left Jason Tatum. KD left that crew, right? Because they wanted to go do their own things, which you respect. But, like, you know, it's crazy to see, you know, the success that those franchises are still maintaining.
Okay, obviously one of your teammates in the professional space, Richard Kendrick Perkins, the whole conversation last week of him getting stuck in a middle seat on a flight and picking up himself, grabbing a pillow, and sleeping in the airplane bathroom. Mm-hmm. The entire flight. Weirdest place I want to know that you've ever woken up. Go.
A dorm in my I would probably say when I was like 23 or 24, maybe I was going back to visit Channing in Arizona. And I was probably like Channing.
Wait, you woke up in Channing's dorm?
No. I'm saying like we went back to party. I was in Tucson partying and Channing was so Channing would have been a freshman my senior year. So I was going back and I knew all of, like, because I recruited Channing. So you go back, you hang out, whatever, you're hanging out, partying. And all of a sudden you wake up in a dorm and you're like, I'm too old to be doing this. And I'm only like 23. I was like, dude, I'm too old to be waking up in dorms.
Yeah. You're like,
that was probably the last time I woke up. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, like someone's cooking like a Pop Tart on a hot stove next to you, like with orange juice with names on it. Yeah, that was the last time I did some shit like that.
I randomly saw this.
What's the weirdest place you woke up, Allie? How about that? How about stop asking us questions?
I don't think that's appropriate.
Probably in a barn.
No, it's. Mark Cuban.
What Mark Cuban say?
Allie woke up in a field.
Mark Cuban getting into it with Lil Wayne. for calling Luca a hoe.
Love it. Love it. But his response is even better by using one of Wayne's verses and then saying, like, we put the shit show up front, you know, like, but a picture of him. It was hilarious. Well, I don't know. It's something of that reference, but it was great. I love it. If you're going to talk shit, guys, there are certain people you talk shit to. Y'all better leave that Luca alone. Y'all got to know he ready. Eminem, you're not talking shit to Emma Slim Shady. You're not talking shit to Slim Shady. You're not going into not a rap battle with Eminem. Come on. You're not winning that because you just hyping him up. And then the thing is, he's a savant talking shit because he talks shit with like a European Hooper.
This series is so good for Luka. Because if Luka plays the way he could, it's good for the NBA. And I'll say this. Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry, they bring the casual fan. LeBron is number one when it comes to ratings. Steph is number two. Then there's KD. Those are the three guys that really carry NBA ratings. And then there's teams. There's the Boston Celtics, Lakers, that type of stuff. But like Steph Curry brings the casual fan, right? Because grandma doesn't know basketball, but she knows Steph Curry, right? Same with LeBron. So if Luka can come here and show the casual fan that he is going to be the guy that you're going to be watching for the next decade, I think that is good for basketball. And like, I want him to have that type, because basketball players freak out at Luka. Like we've been doing this our whole lives and we're like, holy shit, this dude is so good. Like, you guys don't see it. Like, he's the one player that since I retired, I wish I got the chance to play against one time. I don't care about Zion Williamson and the LaMelo Balls. And like, Luka's the one guy that I'd be like, if I just want to see how he does it for one quarter to feel like, and that's one of the things that they need to do.
Step back is coming.
If you're guarding Luka, make him a 2-point shooter. Like the whole contest over a big at the end of the clock. No, because it's what you got to treat him like Steph. Make him beat you with 2-point shots. Now he can beat you with twos, but I would try and take one thing out of his game and say, you're not going to get this. It's going to be all this. And you can do that against Luka. Just don't, like, he's on that left side. That step back gets real fierce.
In the words of Liam Neeson, good luck. All right.
Gulag.
Last one. Good luck.
Gulag. We're playing Call of Duty?
Richard, how is your Dark Matter card on NBA 2K, one of the top cards out there? Who did you pay? Why do you look like 96 Jordan out there?
Why do I look like fucking 96 Jordan? Because they finally made a card accurate that really embodied who I am and all of my greatness. Yeah, I have a 99 Dark Matter card. I don't know what that means, but apparently it's a monster, and I haven't made a video about it. For the Nets, baby, yes. You know that kid that was dropping 30 balls on y'all, 40 balls? I dropped 40 one time.
You want some lady balls dropped on your face. Allison,
people think I'm crazy. I did wake up in a barn one day. LA Rams coach Sean McVay, his fiance Veronica, she's from the Ukraine, posted pictures of their new toilet paper. Have you guys seen this?
Is it like Champion Rams or something embroidered?
They're new toilet paper that has Vladimir Putin's face.
Oh, that's
on
not good. Don't do it. That's not. She's from. She's Ukrainian.
That's hilarious. That's okay.
I just said that. Do you not?
No, I try and stay away from that type of stuff. Richard. And then it was like, oh yeah, they're doing things in Ukraine that aren't very, very good.
Okay, what's a face? What's
Channing's
a face?
Channing's face. With his tongue out. With his tongue out like this. With his tongue out.
I don't know if I want your face in my butt. My God, Richard! That is the sauciest comment you have ever said in your entire life.
No, that's what Channing's face
are you,
like that.
Were you smoking a pack of cigarettes?
And I want the captain says, you know what I like.
Oh, God.
Were you smoking cigarettes?
Oh, I'm throwing up.
The fact
I'm getting it
does
made.
Does that mean that you
it
want
made.
It so that you
can... No, it's going to be in my guest bathrooms. It's going to be in my guest bathrooms.
The fact Richard, that... Can I just let everyone know that the first thing before I even got it out, remember that little meme that was out there? pick A or B. B. That was Richard right there when it came to what kind of toilet paper he wants to wipe his ass with. And it was Channing's face with his tongue out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just so y'all know.
Yeah.
That shit, no pun intended, came right back in your face. Sick. Channing, happy freaking birthday. We've got to run. That's another edition of Road Trippin'. We'll see you on
that. All right, we're ending on that. Bye. We're ending on that.
All right, Road Trippers, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Our entire crew loves it, and we know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA prop game across the market. They offer more NBA props than any other DFS operator, and they offer every player and stat category that you can think of. Want to get in the game now? There's no better time with the NBA playoffs now underway. All new users that make their first deposit and use promo code ROADTRIPPIN will receive an instant 100% deposit match up to $100. All you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players and select an over-under on their daily projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks even allows mixed sport entries. Use the award-winning Prize Picks app, either on the App Store or Google Play today. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Make this year's NBA playoffs a little more exciting and enjoy a special bonus offer on us. Check out prizepicks.com and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN or go to your app store and download the app today. Remember, Road Trippers, Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy.